USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. President Joe Biden led the kind of campaign rally that was impossible last year, speaking before nearly 3,000 people in support of a fellow Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, whose race for Virginia governor could serve as a test of Biden's own strength and coattails.
You're not going to find anyone, I mean anyone, who knows how to get more done for Virginia than Terry. That's a fact.
Several states scaled back their reporting of COVID-19 statistics this month, depriving the public of real-time information on outbreaks, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in their communities. The shift to weekly instead of daily reporting in Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota marked a notable shift during a pandemic in which coronavirus dashboards have become a staple for Americans. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email bill@rockstar.today.
Belated and beleaguered, the virus-delayed Tokyo Olympic Summer Games finally opened Friday night with cascading fireworks and made-for-TV choreography that unfolded in a near-empty stadium. A colorful but strangely subdued ceremony that set a striking tone to match the unique pandemic games. The focus is different for the athletes. Kendra Harrison, Team USA Track and Field.
When you're lined up with the best in the world, like, you're not worried about the stands. You're not worried about the people there. You're just worried about going out there and competing to the best of your ability.
Audio courtesy of CNN. An archbishop on Thursday responded to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's claim that she is a devout Catholic who supports abortion. No one can claim to be a devout Catholic and condone the killing of innocent life, let alone have the government pay for it, San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Corleone said in a statement. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NFL star DeAndre Hopkins suggested in a now-deleted tweet that his playing career is in jeopardy after the league announced new COVID-19 policies. It came after the NFL sent a memo to every team Thursday announcing it would not extend the season for teams that have COVID-19 outbreaks among unvaccinated players. Teams that have such an outbreak would have to forfeit and take a loss, according to the memo. An ally of former President Donald Trump is out of jail. More from Wendy King.
A federal judge in Los Angeles freed wealthy private equity investor Thomas Barak, an ally of former President Trump, on $250 million bond in his illegal lobbying case. Prosecutors have charged Barak, who's been in jail since Tuesday, with illegally lobbying former President Trump on issues benefiting the United Arab Emirates. He secured his release with $5 million in cash. The court in L.A. also ordered him to wear a GPS monitoring bracelet, banned him from transferring any money overseas, imposed a curfew, and restricted his travel to Southern California and New York. He's scheduled to appear in federal court in Brooklyn on Monday. Prosecutors said Barak, who was chairman of Trump's 2017 inaugural committee for conspiring to act as agents of the United Arab Emirates. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.